Bernie Sanders' campaign for president is growing, and many of the typical measures of what makes a successful run, fundraising, polling, numbers of staff, Sanders has emerged as a serious challenge to fellow Democrat Hillary Clinton. But NHPR's Sam Evans-Brown reports his campaign is still struggling to keep up with the overwhelming response to his candidacy.
Recently, the Sanders campaign held an organizing party in Nashua. There have been thousands of parties like these throughout the country, but in the beginning, they were put on by local volunteers. These parties are where volunteers are forged into effective cogs in the campaign machine. They sign up for shifts knocking on doors, making phone calls, or tabulating data. But this event is packed with paid field organizers, like Kenor Oja. She tells about a dozen volunteers that they're going to share their stories of how they came to support Sanders.
So today we're here to meet each other and talk about why it is Bernie 2016 that's really captured our attention. When we share those stories and experiences with each other, those are the conversations that are really going to move people's hearts and minds when they make their decision in the election.
The Sanders campaign wants its volunteers to still feel empowered to tell their story and to contribute to the campaign in whatever way moves them. They know they've got what is perhaps the most valuable coin in the political realm, enthusiasm. Take Michael Watt, a student at Southern New Hampshire University. He came to this meeting wanting to know if he could get together a group to stand on a street corner waving signs once a week. He says he's volunteered for other campaigns that have been leery of his can-do attitude.
Another group would be like, well, don't mark our signs, or, you know, don't stand in the wrong place. And all, but these guys are just like, you know what? You want to do it. We trust you. Go for it.
But enthusiasm alone has its limits. The core purpose of campaigning is to engage in a dialogue that persuades those who aren't enthusiastic. On a Saturday, Henry Mullaney, a volunteer local leader from New Boston, is knocking on doors. He meets Maggie Flansbury in her driveway, but she's not ready to offer her support.
Okay. Yeah. Of course. We love Bernie. I'm just not sure he's electable. We've got that big thing in the middle of the country.
Well, the fact is he's climbing up in the polls.
I know, and he's holding everybody's feet to the fire.
Mullaney talks about Sanders' voting record and his decision to not use a super PAC, and then it's back to the car. There, Barbara Barber and Gabby Teed, two volunteers who Mullaney is training to canvass, debrief.
I think you need an answer to that.
So what would you say?
Well, I don't know. I'm not good at that, but I know that when somebody says he's not electable, yeah, you have to have a good answer.
So is the campaign giving you guys any guidance as to how to do this?
No.
Nothing?
Why not?
No, I guess you have talking points.
I got those myself off the internet.
Yeah.
So they just hand you the list and they say, go forth,
yeah.
Tell your story.
That's basically it.
Mullaney thinks this unscripted form of canvassing works better. He says it allows him to speak from the heart. This may be true, but campaigns do try to equip their canvassers with strategies they think change minds. And that's a big part of the growing pains for the Sanders camp.
We definitely have a script.
Julia Barnes is the Sanders campaign's state director. She says they are doing trainings for canvassers and they are providing guidance.
But we also have a large group of people who are still doing work independently of the campaign. And so we're working every day to try to fold in more and more of those folks because there is definitely guidance that we want to be able to help provide.
Barnes says the campaign started with 4 staff in August, but it will soon hire its 50th employee.
It's been a really fast build for us. You know, we've had to hire so quickly because there was already a very high level of volunteer enthusiasm and activity on the campaign even before we had paid staff on the ground.
She has said this campaign started to run a marathon before it got its shoes on. But she insists the shoes are on now and tied on tight. And back at the Nashua House party last week, Jason Rodier says you can tell everyone there is still learning where they fit in.
The Nashua office just opened on Monday. So to be honest, things are still very new there.
Rodier says while he believes the campaign will need to get more organized before the primary, there's time.
I think this office, once it finds its core group, is going to take off quite well.
It could be that the Sanders campaign turns into the kind of wave where it doesn't matter if his political machine is not quite as well-oiled as his opponents. But if the race stays tight, the question for the Sanders campaign is whether they can harness the enthusiasm of their most dedicated volunteers in time to capitalize on all of the other successes they've amassed over the summer. For NHPR News, I'm Sam Evans-Brown.